let's pick up with Penny in Cleveland, Ohio, and she's got a question about the genome diet. All right. Are you there, Penny?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, well, this is a diet, eat right for your blood type, but it's taken now to the further degree, and it's called the genotype diet by Peter Diodati.
I am familiar, yes.
All right, I want to know what your opinion is of it. How accurate do you think it could be?
Well, there's two things that bother me. I certainly think he's sincere in the work he's doing. But the two things that are very distressing, number one, no one else is doing this work, so there's no one who corroborates his findings. That's always a problem in research, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. But number two, even eating for your blood type, what you notice is that if you're talking about supermarket food, we're really not talking about eating for your blood type. We're talking about eating for your body's ability to handle the poisons in those particular foods from the supermarket. Now, that's a completely different game. And so what I find is when certain foods are not okay on a given blood type, and I get them a really pure, clean form of that food, generally speaking, I have yet to see an adverse event. So it's made me, it reminds me very, very much of the Zone diet. Dr. Barry Sears, I've met him a couple of times. I think he's very sincere in the work he's done, and he has certainly come up with a great way to try to manage the crappy food of a supermarket. And if that's all that I had to eat, I would be eating on the Zone diet. But if I'm allowed to expand the universe to wonderful, healthy, clean, non-toxic food, I would never consider eating that way in 1,000 years. Okay, so we get into these paradigm traps, and you really need to have a different view of your life. The most important thing, if I were you, Penny, would be to try to grow some of my own food, try to get non-hybrid vegetables, try to get really clean soil going, and feed your family, even if it's in some kind of pots inside, since you're in god-awful Cleveland. You know, I went to undergrad school in Dayton, Ohio, and the winters there are worse than a junkyard dog. They're pretty nasty. So you have to keep it inside till you can take it outside. And we're going to be promoting this in 2009 so you can have great base food. And then try to find a farmer, somebody that's not using all these weird chemicals, and give yourself an opportunity to have the best possible food. And as we offer seminars on Energy Eyes, get a chance to take a look at how to do these things for yourself and how to test everything so you have only the best food for yourself, your family, and your loved ones, okay?